You're listening to 3CR 855 AM on digital and on the internet. www.3cr.org.au.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Boldness on 3CR 855 AM on Wednesday, the 17th of April. The Boldness is about standing up for your human rights, or should I say disability rights, rather than waiting for some well-meaning person to give them to you. My name is Rafael Caleb, and I am very pleased to welcome Mr. Bin Mir, who used to host The Boldness on 3CR, back to The Boldness today to talk about live transcripts. Welcome to The Boldness, Finn.
Welcome. Thanks, Raph. It's great to be back, and thanks for thinking of me.
Well, the reason that we have, or I have invited Finn back, we're talking about a subject that is very dear to the disability community. It has to do with access, particularly with audio files and how it affects people with a disability. Now, from a historical perspective, Finn, I remember that when you and myself were hosting The Boldness together, I realised that I had a lot of discussions with different people about what level of access is required for a radio show. The big one is that radio is an audio file, which means that there is no video with it. And part of it is with The Boldness. How would you describe The Boldness from a disability perspective when it comes down to access and inclusion?
Well, the principle of the Boldness was to champion disability rights. And one of those rights was and still is access. If people don't have access to information or they can't have access to information, then that's a definite breach of a person's human rights, and is also a breach of the Disability Discrimination Act as well. So, it's the principle that underpins what the vision for The Boldness, or what I perceive the vision to be. The issue is, and what you did so well was advocating for access and trying to engage with our audience and however they want to listen. And part of that is through captioning. So, or part of that is through providing or making sure we're accessible to as many people as possible. And one of the ways you can do that is by live captioning.
Yep, and this is historically what the problem The Boldness has had when it was recorded live in studio. Because it was redone as a live show in the 3CR studios, there was not a way to provide either a transcript or a transcription. And there are 4.5 million people in Australia alone who identify as being part of the deaf and hard of hearing communities, which means they were unable to access information that was readily available to everybody else. Now, the problem which I actually have with how that has actually done from a historical perspective, that it fundamentally means there wasn't a way to communicate that information to them. And because radio is an audio format, that means when Auslan is the preferred language of people who identify as part of the deaf and hard of hearing communities, from a radio perspective, it actually is not ready. There is also a huge cost associated with providing transcripts, which is about $150 for a half hour show, approximately, because I did have that costed, and community radio traditionally has been exempt from having to provide a transcript. But we're here to talk about on how this is all changing in the modern community, or the community today. A mobile phone is essential to almost everybody, including the deaf and hardened hearing communities, and that is to log into, let's say, social media accounts, having a two-factor authentication system. That, Finn, as far as technology goes with mobile phones, do you think it has been a good thing, or it may benefit people with, from a deaf and hard of hearing perspective, from the wider community?
Yeah, I think, again, it, like a lot of people, like the wider community, but even the, within the disability community, I think, yes, mobile phone and apps and the like have definitely had a positive impact on people with disabilities being able to see content and to see things visually, particularly for the hard of hearing and deaf community would be beneficial. Now, I should just acknowledge that I don't identify as hard of hearing or deaf, so I'm a bit reluctant to speak on the community's behalf. But from a disability communications practitioner, I can say that yes, access to or use of mobile phones has definitely increased access to information for people with disabilities, because a lot of the technology companies now are more aware of access and making sure that their particular apps and information is all accessible or as accessible as it could be. That's a very roundabout way of answering the question, but I think we've got there.
Well, you've made some very, very important points there, Finn. Is part of talking about live transcripts, we're actually talking to you as a disability communications officer with having degrees in both journalism and a disability officer. And again, that's probably the best way, because from a technology perspective, and I discovered this yesterday, and it does an immense boon for people with a disability, on an Android phone, if a person goes into settings and under sound, they can turn on a live transcript, and that I estimated that it's running at about 95% to 98% accuracy, and it's available on Android phones with a version 11 and above.
Wow.
Now, it's a bit more than wow. And like, this is really, really, really exciting news, because it means that anyone who would like to read a transcript, if they go to an Android phone, they can do this. Now, with, let's say, iPhones, or do you know if that live transcript feature is available?
I found it I'm a bit of a podcast fan, so I was just scrolling through the podcast app, found a podcast I like, and I saw that there was a transcription feature there that you can turn on if you like, or I think it might even come on automatically, so you might have to opt out anyway. Yes, it was definitely a feature there for the podcast. That is on the proviso that you use the Apple podcast app. Whether the transcription features would be available on other podcasting platforms, I don't know. So you may have to, you may have to just use the main podcast apps to be able to access the transcript feature.
Now, that's an excellent point to play some community service announcements. Welcome back to the Boldness on 3CR. The Boldness is talking with Finn Meir, and we are discussing live transcript, which is a feature is in mobile phones. Now, Finn, one of the important points you made there, and it does actually hold true just about everywhere, that live transcripts will work with some podcast platforms. However, from a disability and a 3CR 855 AM perspective, that if the live transcript feature is turned on a person's Android or iPhone, then nearly all the podcasts on the 3CR website will provide a live transcript, provided people access whatever podcast they would like to listen to on 3CR. That's actually the important part, because the Boldness is a disability show, and it is about making sure all the information is available to everyone. Something which I'm aware of from having communicated with the deaf and the hard of hearing community for a number of decades, at least a decade, working out on how this could actually work together. It does mean that people who identify as part of the deaf and hard of community, if they learn about this feature, they are able to access the Boldness shows and the topics about disability, which is something they could not do previously. And that's really, really, really exciting news for absolutely everyone. What do you think?
Certainly. I think, and we should encourage people, of course, to listen to every podcast show. We should encourage people to listen to every show and podcast on 3CRF. I'm sure that's what we're supposed to say. But I think just getting back to your point, I think it is wonderful because we're able to provide. It is wonderful because the more people that have more access to information, the better, you know. And I mean, we don't want to blow our own trumpet with what we've done and what you're now doing on the Boldness, but it's just providing people with better access. And as you say, the hard of hearing, the deaf and the hard of hearing community now have access to radio and radio shows like they've never had before. So that opens up a whole new medium and a whole new world, if you like, I guess, if you want to go a bit extreme, that they previously didn't have. So again, you know, anything that increases information has to be a great thing, and definitely worth exploring and looking into, which is what 3CR is about to do, and perhaps something that the Community Broadcasting Association could consider as well.
Well, Ben, that is 100% correct. And what I found out, and listeners and the whole community need to be aware of, this is actually brand new information that we can actually do this, and it's actually available. And I'm human, and we're all learning about it at different rates. And I discovered that, for example, if it's a person who's doing the interview, Finn, what I need to be doing is introduce each question with the person's name, because I've noticed with the transcript it doesn't separate it from person to person. But when I mention a person's name that says, Finn, we have got transcripts available, it does make it a lot easier for people to follow the transcript about who is actually talking.
Well, that's very good, isn't it, Raphael? That's going to make it, that's definitely going to make it easier. I suppose with a lot of the transcription services, they do have people that they do have individuals doing live captioning, conceivably, and I don't know this for sure, but if it's just a machine or AI or something doing the, automating the captioning, then there's not going to be that possibility to separate who's speaking. But I guess, you know, it is as you've said, early days with the technology, and all these bugs and kinks and stuff can hopefully be ironed out. But really, Raph, the people that need to use the technology and maybe even co-design the technology are the hard of hearing and deaf community themselves. I mean, you and I can bang on about this till we're blue in the face. And we know the importance of accessibility, and we know that it performs a vital function, but we don't come at it from a lived experience perspective, so we can't really say, well, this bit of technology will work for us or it won't, or these improvements need to be made, or that kind of thing, because we're not part of the community which will benefit the most from transcription. So if anything, the technology does need to be co-designed with people from the hard hearing and deaf community. And yes, I would be interested to hear from them as to what they would need and what would work for them.
Well, look, again, it's an excellent point that when it comes down to collaboration with people with disability, Laura Hershey, in her poem, it makes a really important point. Nothing without us, or nothing about us without us. And one of the biggest problems that people with disability have faced, that companies expect people with a disability to provide their time and services, knowledge, information for nothing, which makes people with a disability less than, because almost invariably they won't be paid for their actual time for it, and when everybody else is getting paid to do the designs with it.
Yes, that's a whole different show in itself. But I think that the most important element here, Raph, is that it really does need to be co-designed, as does many other things in the world that affect people with disabilities. Things must be co-designed in order to make them accessible, because as you pointed out before, people with disabilities we're the experts in our own lives, and we also have the lived experience which many people who are in charge of designing such things or dealing with such technology, you just don't have. So things must always be co-designed where possible, and obviously with transcription, that's definitely possible. So co-design must be for everything and everywhere, man. There you go. Well, that's a mantra. Stick that on a T-shirt.
Well, is it? Thank you very much for your time.
What do we have to go?
It's time for us to go now. Coincidentally, but the most important thing is to actually get the word out that live transcription is available on phones, and by sharing this information with everybody, that we have actually now got a more accessible world, and it is a game changer for people with a disability. There's much more work to be done. Thank you very much, Finn, for coming in on very short notice to discuss the new idea of live transcripts using phones. Thank you very much, Finn.
Thanks, Ralph.
The Boldness has been talking with Finn Meir in the capacity of a disability services advisor. Again, thank you very much to Finn Meir for discussing the implications of live transcripts for people with a disability and how it will make life more accessible for everyone. Now, over the next month, Skitsy Inc. has a number of events coming up, including Mojo Film Festival. Make sure that you get along to those to help celebrate World Schizophrenia Day. Natalie Caro's show, Seeking Representation, is still playing at the Motley Bow House as part of Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Sure hope to see you there. The Boldness will be back on Wednesday, the 17th of April. Let's go out with a song very appropriate for the occasion, Access, Access by Johnny Crescendo. Keep listening to 3CR 855 AM.